word of prayer. We'll ask the Lord to bless us.
好，我们一起做个祷告，求主来祝福我们。
Lord, we're so thankful that we can be together this way.
主，我们很感恩，我们可以用这样以这样的方式聚在一起。
It's true, Lord. A few years ago, we couldn't do this.
的确是的，在几年前呢，我们是没有办法这样做的。
But tonight, Lord, we're here from many different locations, far and near.
主，我们今天是从各个不同的地方连线进来的，有的是近处，有的是远处。
We're thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, is with us all this evening.
我们很感恩主耶稣基督以及他以圣灵的方式今天跟我们一起同在。
And we're praying that wherever we are physically, the Holy Spirit of God will be our teacher and our helper and our encourager to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那不管我们身处何方，我们都知道圣灵是我们的老师，我们的帮助者，也是鼓励我们的人，让我们能够在基督里。
We thank you for the Easter story that we've been rejoicing in for the last couple of weeks in particular.
那我们很感恩在过去的一周里面或者是几周里面我们一直在讲的复活节的故事。
We thank you for the simple story. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
我们为这样的简单的事实感恩就是耶稣为我们的按照圣经所说耶稣为我们的罪死了。
And he was buried.
他埋葬了。
And then he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures.
然后按照圣经所说第三天复活了。
And we thank thee because of the price that he paid and the victory that he won, that whoever believes on him will be saved from the presence and the power and the work of sin.
就我们感谢任何一个人只要他信靠耶稣基督他都从罪的权势下得释放了。
So as we turn again to the great blessings that our God has brought us into by faith in Jesus Christ, help us tonight, we pray.
感谢您我们凭着信心就进到了在耶稣里您为我们预备的所有的属灵的祝福。我们这样的祷求您帮助我们今天晚上帮助我们我们祷告。侍奉耶稣的名。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and pray for his blessings.
我们也奉耶稣的名感恩也祈求他给我们的祝福。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So brother, Jurgen, you go ahead.
好。
Well, thank you, Harold, and warmest greetings to all those who are listening today.
谢谢 Harold， 我也向今天所有在这里听课的朋友们致以最热烈的做最热情的问候。
In our last studies, we have been exploring the riches of the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ.
那我们过去的几周呢，一直在探索就是福音的丰盛啊，就是耶稣基督的好消息。
And tonight I would like to look at one of the wonderful blessings that the gospel brings to us, and that is the forgiveness of our sins.
那今天晚上呢，我要重点来给大家看其中的我们在基督里的得到的其中的一个属灵的祝福呢，就是罪得赦免。
A well-known atheist once said, "What I envy most about you Christians is your forgiveness." I have nobody to forgive me.
那曾经有一个非常著名的无神论者，他说：“我最羡慕你们这些基督徒的一点呢，就是你们的罪被赦免了，因为没有人赦免我的罪。”
Deep down, one of the things that human beings long for is to be forgiven.
那我们人类啊，心底深处一直渴望的一件事呢，就是被赦免。
We know that we have not lived as we should have.
我们都知道我们并没有活出我们应该活的样子。
We know that we have broken God's law many times.
我们知道我们多次的违反了神的律法。
And there is a desire in us that this could be fixed and corrected.
我们心里有一个渴望，希望这一切能够被纠正，能够被解决掉。
The gospel provides us with many blessings, then without a doubt, one of the most important ones is the forgiveness of sins.
那福音呢给了我们很多的祝福啊，但是毫无疑问，其中最重要的呢，就是我们的罪得赦免了。
A great Christian of the past, Augustine, his favorite psalm was on the wall next to his bed from Psalm 32, verse 1.
那在以前有一个著名的圣徒啊，就是圣奥古斯丁，那他在他的床边上贴的一个他最喜欢的一节经文呢，就是从诗32篇的一节里出来的。
Psalm 32 verse 1 says, Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
那诗篇32篇的第一节说的是得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人是有福的。
This man had that text on the wall beside his bed, and I think that's the best pillow a person can have.
那他把这句话呢就贴在了他床边上的墙上，所以我觉得这应该是一个人能够得着的最好的枕头了。
The forgiveness of all our sins is a treasure beyond all price.
那我们的罪全部都得了赦免呢，是一个无法估量的，就是无价的宝藏啊。
And we can have this treasure thanks to the gospel.
那我们有了这个能有这个财富啊，这个财宝完全是要感谢福音的。
Listen to what Paul said about this in Ephesians chapter 1 verses 7 and 8.
我们看看保罗在以弗所书的一章七节和八节是怎么说这个罪得赦免的。
The verse goes like this, In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.
第七节，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
Which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
第八节，这恩典是神又诸般智慧聪明，充充足足赏给我们的。
A Christian is someone who has been forgiven by God.
所以基督徒是什么人呢？就是他被神赦免了的那些人。
And that is something marvelous.
这是非常奇妙的事情。
We came to Christ with the burden of all our sins and failures.
那我们来到基督面前的时候呢，是带着我们所有的罪和这个失败的重担来的。
And we left our burden at the foot of the cross where the Son of God shed his blood to give us forgiveness.
然后我们就把这些重担呢放在十字架的下面，在十字架上，耶稣基督赦免了，用他的洒出了他的血，赦免了我们的罪。
God's forgiveness means that our sins are erased and done away with forever.
那神的赦免意味着我们的罪被涂抹了，永远都解决了。
And now God no longer relates to us on the basis of our sins.But on the basis of a wonderful forgiveness.
所以现在神跟我们的之间的关系啊，不是在罪的这个基础上了，而是我们的罪被赦免的这个基础上了。
And how do we get this forgiveness?
那我们是怎么得着这赦免的呢？
The answer in verse 7 is that this forgiveness is in Christ.
那第七节给我们的答案呢，就是这个赦免呢，是在基督里的。
We don't get it by going to church.
我们不是靠去教会得着的。
We don't get it by behaving ourselves better.
我们也不是靠自己的行为做得更好得着赦免的。
We forgiveness thanks to what Christ did, when he died on the cross of Calvary.
我们得赦免完全是要感谢基督在哥哥他的十字架上而死这件事得着的。
Isaiah 53 verse 6 explains this in the following way.
在以赛亚书的53章的6节啊，他是这么解释的。
The verse says, All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, but But the Lord has laid on him, on Christ, the iniquity of us all.
以赛亚书五十三章六节，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪都归在他身上，他就是基督。
Our sins were laid on Christ, and his death at the cross is God's provision to take away our sins forever.
所以我们的罪呢，都放在了他的身上。所以十字架的死啊，是神提供的一个方法，让我们的罪能够永远得赦免的方法。
Before dying.Christ said, "It is finished."
在基督死之前呢，他大喊说成了。
Our sins were taken away.
我们的罪被去除了。
The debt was paid.
这个欠的债已经付清了。
Nothing is left to be done.
没有剩下什么事是需要再做的了。
When a person trusts in Christ,As his Savior, he receives a forgiveness that covers every sin he ever committed.
当一个人信靠耶稣做他的救主的时候呢，他就得着了这个赦免。这个赦免呢是，覆盖了他所有的罪的。
Thanks to the work of Christ, all of his sins, past, present, and future, are forgiven and blotted out.
那感谢基督所做成的功啊，他过去、现在、将来所有的罪都被赦免了，都被涂抹了。
Not only does the Bible talk about this in Ephesians 1:7, but also in Colossians 2 and verse 13.
那圣经不仅在以弗所书的一章七节讲到了这点，在哥罗西书的二章十三节也讲到了。
This verse says he has made us alive.Together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses.
你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来。
He also talks about this in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7.
同时呢，他也在约翰一书的一章七节里也讲到了。
There it says that the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
There is no sin that can resist the cleansing power of the blood of Christ.
没有罪能够抵挡基督的血的洁净的功效。
We read about it as well in John 1 verse 29.
我们在约翰福音的一章的二十九节也读到。
The verse says, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
他说看哪神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
When Paul talks about God's forgiveness in Ephesians 1, he adds a beautiful phrase.
当保罗在以弗所书一章里讲到赦免的时候，他加上了一个非常美好的一个词。
We read in verse 7 that the forgiveness of sins is according to the riches of his grace.
就是我们的罪得赦免啊，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
What does this phrase mean?
那这句话短话是什么意思呢？
It means that God does not forgive reluctantly.
这个意味着神不是勉强赦免我们的。
It means that God's forgiveness is exceedingly generous and abundant.
而是神的赦免呢，是极度的慷慨的，极度的丰厚的。
It means that the door is wide open.
这意味着这门呢，是大大的敞开的。
It means that you don't have to be nervous that God will turn you away.
那意味着你不用紧张，都会担心神会把你拒之门外。
God does not have a limited supply of grace.
所以神的恩典呢，不是有限的。
His grace is super abundant.
他的恩典是超级丰厚的。
The forgiving grace of God is an avalanche.
所以神的赦免呢，是极度丰富的。
It is strong, it is great, it is wonderful.
是伟大的，是刚强的，是美妙的。
Your sins may be many, but his grace is greater than that.
你的罪可能很多，但是他的恩典会比这些还要大。
Your sins may be serious, but his grace is greater than that.
你的罪可能很严重，但他的恩典依然比这个大。
There is full forgiveness for all those who turn to Christ.
那所有转向基督的人呢，这赦免都是完全的。
There's a song that we sing that says, bring your heavy burden to the cross.
曾经我们唱过这样一首歌，就是把你的重担呢，带到十字架来。
The rebellious person may come if he will only bring his rebellion.
那悖逆的人呢，就把他的悖逆拿到十字架这里来。
He who cannot understand may come with his confusion.
那些不能明白的人呢，就把他的困惑带到十字架来。
He who has trouble believing may come with his unbelief.
那些没有办法相信的人呢，就把他的不信带到十字架来。
He who has moral failure may come knowing that there is abundant forgiveness for him.
那些在道德上失败的人呢，他们可以来知道在这里会提供给他丰富的赦免。
Someone may ask, is there a limit to the riches of his grace?
有的人可能会问，那他这个恩典的丰富会不会有限度呢？
Is there enough grace to forgive you the 10th time but not the 11th time?
他说他的恩典可能够赦免我十次，那十一次够吗？
Is there enough grace to forgive a scandalous sin?
那他的恩典会够赦免我所有的罪的吗？
Is there a point when God says enough, there's no more forgiveness for you, you've used up your quota of grace?
那会不会在某一点上神说够了，我的恩典到这里就结束了，你已经用尽了你的恩典，没有再多的给你了。
Does God ever say, you crossed the limit, it ends here, there's no more grace for you, is that how it works?
会不会有一个边界，然后在你跨过这个边界的时候，神说，没有了，过了这个边界就没有恩典了，会是这样的吗？
There's a marvelous abundance, there are riches of his grace.
不是的，因为他的恩典是极其丰富的。
And notice that after speaking of the riches of his grace, Paul adds one more phrase in verse 8.
我们注意到在提到照他丰富的恩典之后呢，保罗在第八节又加了一句话。
And he says, which he made to abound for us.
他说是充充足足赏给我们的。
The riches of his grace do not only abound, they overabound.
所以这里他的恩典呢，他用了一个充充足足的一个叠词，说明他不仅是充足的，而且是充充足足的。
It is not just a cup of grace, it's a waterfall of grace.
他不只是一杯恩典呢，是一个恩典的泉水。
We're talking about an overwhelming torrent of grace.
我们在这里谈的呢，是那种奔涌如激流般的恩典呢，是极其丰富丰沛的恩典。
It is so enormous, so powerful, it is capable of doing away with the most despicable sins.
所以他的恩典的如此的丰富，以至于所有甚至你无法言说的罪，他都可以赦免。
Not only does it remove the guilt of our sins, it even removes the desire to keep on sinning.
他不仅把我们的这个罪的这个罪过给赦免了，他甚至把我们里面想犯罪的这个愿望也给去除了。
It not only erases the past, but transforms the future.
他不仅涂抹了除去了过去的罪，甚至他超越现在直到将来。将来的罪都已经赦免了。
Not only does he free us from guilt, but he showers us with favors.
所以他不仅是把我们从罪过中解救出来，而且是把所有的恩惠呀倾倒在我们的身上。
What a wonderful phrase this is when Paul speaks of the riches of his grace.
所以当谈到神的恩典的丰富的时候，你看保罗这里用了多么美好的词来描述。
One man said that the gospel is a message that makes it clear that God's ability to forgive is infinitely greater than our ability to sin.
所以有一个人是这么说的，他说神这个赦免的能力啊，福音的这个伟大怎么描述呢？就是神赦免的能力远远超过我们犯罪的能力。
A preacher named Spurgeon said, "My Lord is more willing to forgive than you are to sin."
那斯布珍呢？著名的传道人斯布珍曾说，他说我的主啊，他更愿意赦免比你愿意犯罪的这个愿望还要大。
There's a verse and a phrase that I love found in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7.
那以赛亚书的55章的第七节呢，是我很喜欢的一节经文。
This is what it says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God." And notice the last phrase, "and he will abundantly pardon."
以赛亚书55章7节，恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必连续他，当归向我们的神。注意看最后一句，他说因为神必广行赦免。
God not only forgives, but there is a generosity in his forgiveness.
所以神不仅赦免，而且他的赦免呢是极度慷慨的。
There's an extravagance, an immensity in his forgiveness.
所以他的赦免呢是极大的，是极其广阔的。
He will abundantly pardon, says the verse.
所以这句话他说他要广行赦免啊。
And in the verses that follow, in Isaiah 55, the prophet declares that God's thoughts are not like our thoughts.
那在接下去的一些经文里面呢，先知以赛亚说呢，他说耶和华说我的意念非同你们的意念。
God's thoughts are higher than ours, like the heavens above the earth.
他说天怎样高过地，神的意念呢就怎样高过我们的意念。
His thoughts are not like our thoughts, and his forgiveness is not like ours either.
所以神的意念呢跟我们的意念不同，所以他的赦免呢也跟我们的赦免不同。
God does not forgive reluctantly, saying, "Don't tell me you did it again."
所以神呢不是极其不情愿的赦免你，跟你说你不要告诉我你还会再犯哦。
He does not forgive with a frown on his face.
他不是皱着眉赦免你的。
He doesn't give us a forgiveness that is tiny and limited.
他不是只给我们小小的一点，有限的一点赦免。
No, this is abundant forgiveness.
它是丰富的赦免。
This is free and full and generous forgiveness.
是白白的，是完全的，是慷慨的赦免。
A forgiveness without reservations and without restrictions.
是毫无保留的，毫无限制的赦免。
And to help us understand God's forgiveness, the Bible uses a number of metaphors that describe that forgiveness.
那为了能够让我们理解神的赦免呢，圣经用了很多这样的比喻啊，来打比方，告诉我们什么是神的赦免。
So let's look at some of these verses. First of all, in Psalms 103, verse 12.
好，我们看看这些比喻。我们先看诗篇的103篇的12节。
The verse says this.
这经文是这么说的。
103 verse 12, "As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us."
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
Now it doesn't say as far as the north is from the south.
他这里没有说南离北有多远。
We know that the distance from the north pole to the south pole is about 14,000 kilometers.
我们知道从南极到北极的距离啊，差不多是14,000公里。
But there's no such thing as an east pole and a west pole.
但是没有东极和北极这东极和西极这样的东西。
East and west are opposite directions.
东和西呢是背对的两个方向。
So how far does God remove our sins from us?
那神把我们的罪去除了，离我们有多远呢？
The phrase "as far as the east is from the west" indicates an infinite distance.
那他用东离西有多远来比喻，就表明这我们的罪和我们之间的距离呢是无限远的。
We will never run into those sins again.
我们再也不会，我们永远也不会跑到我们原来那个罪那里去了。
Now let's turn to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18.
那我们再看以赛亚书的一章十八节。
And the verse says this, Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet,They shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
耶和华说，你们来，我们彼此辩论。你们的罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白；虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。
Notice the phrase white as snow.
我们看看这个，变成雪白。
The verse does not say, though your sins are as scarlet, they will be like pink.
他不是说你们的罪像朱红，我只想把它变成粉红。
It says white as snow. It doesn't get any whiter than that.
相反，他是说是变得像雪一样白，没有比这个更白的了。
That's what God's forgiveness is like.
这就是神的神的赦免就是像这样子的。
Now let's go to Isaiah 43 verse 25.
我们再看以赛亚书的43章的25节。
And God says here, I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins.
他说，唯有我为自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯，我也不纪念你的罪恶。
God never again remembers the sins that he has forgiven.
那神已经赦免的罪呢，他永远不会再纪念了。
If you ask him, Lord, do you remember that sin I confessed to you yesterday? He will probably say, No, I remember forgetting.
那如果你问问神，神呢，你记得我昨天跟你承认的那个罪吗？神会说不记得了，我都忘记了。
But how can the God who knows everything not remember something?
但是一个全知的神呢，他是怎么能够去不纪念什么事情呢？
Nothing is hidden from him.
因为没有什么在他的面前能够隐藏。
So what does this strange phrase mean?
那这句奇怪的话是什么意思呢？
How can a God who knows everything not remember our sins?
那一个全知的神，他是怎么能够不纪念我们的罪呢？
How can a God from whom nothing is hidden not remember what we did?
那一个在什么在他面前都是赤裸敞开的神，他是怎么能够不纪念我所犯的罪了呢？
What did God do with our sins so that they can no longer be remembered by him?
那神对我们的罪到底做了什么以至于他可以不纪念了呢？
One scholar said,The expression is so strong that it must mean that God makes what happened to not have happened.
曾经有一个圣经学者是这么说的，他说这里他用的语气如此的强烈，只有一种可能，就是神使已经发生的事情变成了没有发生过。
He makes what took place to not have taken place.
那些曾经发生过的事情，他把它变成了从来没有发生过。
This is the power and the miracle of divine forgiveness.
这就是神的赦免的伟大的神迹般的这个能力啊。
Sins are not only exterminated from the record, they are eliminated from history.
也就是说罪不仅从这个神的记录上被擦去了，它甚至从历史上都被涂抹。
They are purged from the universe.
他在整个宇宙中呢都被擦去了。
How amazing is that?
这是多么奇妙啊。
Our sins are gone forever.
我们的罪永远过去了。
No one will ever be able to find them again.
没有任何一个人能够再次把这些罪找出来。
Listen to this.
我们听这句话。
The sin that you cannot forget is the sin that God cannot remember.
你不能赦免的罪是神所想不起来的罪。
I'll say that again. The sin that you cannot forget is the sin that God cannot remember.
好，我再说一遍，就那些你没法赦免的罪啊，其实是神根本就想不起来的罪。
Let's go to Isaiah 44 verse 22.
我们再看以赛亚书44章的22节。
God says, I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you.
我涂抹了你的过犯像厚云消散，我涂抹了你的罪恶如薄云湮灭，我你当归向我，因我救赎了你。
Out in the ocean, through a process of evaporation, waterIn liquid form becomes water vapor and turns into clouds.
那我们这个大气的这个水循环系统呢，就是从海洋当中，从湖泊当中，这个水呢水蒸气蒸发到天上去形成云。
Then the wind drives the clouds to the land, and it starts to rain.
然后呢，风呢把海上的这个云呢吹到陆地上，然后就开始下雨了。
And now the water vapor turns back into liquid.
然后呢这个水蒸气呢就变成了液体的水，又以雨的形式下来。
It's the opposite of what happened out there in the ocean.
那这个是和在海上这个雨水形成气的水蒸气的这个过程刚好是相反的。
And water falls from the sky and we get wet.
那从天上呢有雨降下来呢，那一切就都湿了。
And when all the water has fallen, where is the cloud?
当这个云中的雨啊都下尽了以后呢，那云到哪里去了呢？
It's gone. The cloud ceases to exist.
云就消散了，这个云就不存在了。
The vapor turned into water.
那水蒸气呢就变成了水。
It's a cloud you'll never see again.
那云呢你就再也看不见了。
Its existence has come to an end forever.
那这个云的存在呢就永远的结束了。
That's what happens to our sins when God forgives them.
那就是这就是当我们的罪被赦免的时候所发生的事情。
Their existence has come to an end, they're gone.
那这罪的存在呢已经结束了，它全都消失了。
Nobody will ever be able to find those sins.
没有任何一个人能够用任何的方法再找到这些罪了。
Now let's go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 3.
我们再翻到耶利米书的三章。
And in verse 2, God speaks of his people who were unfaithful.
这里呢讲到的是那些不忠诚的属神的不忠诚的神的子民。
And he talks about the fact that Israel, who was like the wife of God, went with other lovers and false gods.
那他这里呢，把神的民呢比喻成神的妻子啊，他们去爱上了别人，然后去爱上了别的神。
Look what it says in verse 3.
我们看看第三节怎么说的。
Therefore, the showers have been withheld, and there has been no latter rain. You have had a harlot's forehead, and you refuse to be ashamed.
他说，因此甘霖停止，春雨不降，你还是有娼妓之脸，不顾羞耻。
Verse 6.
第六节。
The Lord said to me, in the days of Josiah the king, have you seen what backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up upon every high hill and under every green tree, and there played the harlot.
约西亚王在位的时候，耶和华又对我说，被盗的以色列所行的，你看见没有？他上各高山，在各青翠树下行淫。
So notice what God says. He says to his people, you're being unfaithful. You are like a prostitute.
所以我们看神在这里怎么对他的子民说的。他说你们是不忠诚的，你们就像叫什么妓女一样。
But then let's go to chapter 31 and notice what God says.
然后我们再翻到耶利米书的31章。
Verse 3 says, The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
古时耶和华向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
Verse 4, again I will build you, and you will be rebuilt, O virgin of Israel.
第四节，以色列民呐，这里的民呢，可以原文是处女的意思。以色列的处女啊，我要再建立你，你就被建立。
In chapter 3, God calls his people a harlot, but in chapter 31, he calls her a virgin.
那在第三章里面呢，神管他的子民呢叫做淫妇，那在这里呢，在管他的子民呢叫做处女。
Now, how can a harlot become a virgin?
那一个妓女怎么变成了处女呢？
Is that possible?
这可能吗？
Of course, a harlot can never become a virgin.
当然，妓女永远不可能变成处女。
But when God shows His mercy and He forgives, it's as if we had never sinned.
但是，神能够赦免我们，他这种赦免呢，就仿佛我们从来没有犯过罪一样。
And the people whom He calls the harlot, He describes as a virgin.
那他曾经被称作妓女的人呢，他现在描述他们为处女。
God's forgiveness is powerful, it's amazing, and it's wonderful.
所以神的赦免呢是极其有力量的，是奇妙的，是美好。
Let's go to the book of Micah.
我们再翻到弥迦书。
And chapter 7.
第七章。
I'm going to read verse 18.
十八节。
Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in mercy.
弥迦书 7章18节，神啊，有何神向你赦免罪孽，饶恕你产业之余民的罪过，不永远怀怒，喜爱施恩。
He will have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea.
19节，必再怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们一切的罪投于深海。
One of the things God delights doing is to show mercy.
所以神愿意做的，喜欢做的事情之一啊，就是向我们显明怜悯。
It's one of his favorite activities.
这其实是他最愿意做的事情了。
And when he shows mercy and forgives, it's like God throwing into the deepest part of the sea all our sins.
当他向我们施怜悯，赦免我们的时候，就仿佛把我们的罪扔到最深最深的海底一样。
The deepest part of the ocean is a place in the Pacific Ocean that has a depth of about 11,000 meters.
那我们地球上最深的海底呢，是在太平洋的一个地方，差不多有11,000米。
That's 11 kilometers of water.
差不多11公里的水呀，这么深。
To bury our sins under 11 kilometers of water means that they are gone.
当神把我们的罪啊埋在11公里的水之下的话呢，意味着这个罪呢就完全去除了。
And someone has suggested that God puts up a sign that says, no fishing.
有的人甚至开玩笑说神会放一个插一个牌子在那里说不许钓鱼。
God's forgiveness puts an end to the issue of our sins.
所以在我们的罪的问题上神是使他全部了结了。
Now let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
让我们再翻到路加福音的15章。
Here we have a story of a young man who received an inheritance and went far away and he wasted his money.
那这里呢讲到一个年轻人他从他父亲那里得到属于他的产业以后呢就把这个产业挥霍光了。
He dishonored the family name and ended up living with pigs.
那他使他的家族的名誉啊蒙羞然后最后呢他是不得不跟猪生活在一起。
But he decides to go home, and we have a beautiful story of what happened when he came home.
那他最后呢？他决定回家，然后呢，我们就看到他回家以后的一个非常美好的故事。
Verse 20 says this, and he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion.And ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
于是起来往他父亲那里去相离还远他父亲看见就动了慈心跑去抱着他的颈项连连与他亲嘴。
What a beautiful picture of God's forgiveness, we find in this story.
在这个故事里面我们看到神的赦免的这个景图图画是多么的美好。
When the son appears in the distance, the father runs.He hugs him and he kisses his son.
那当这儿子在远处出现的时候，这个父亲就跑向他，拥抱他，然后并亲吻他。
Let's notice three things about God's forgiveness in this story.
我们看在这个故事里面讲到了神赦免的三个点。
First of all, it is an unhesitating forgiveness.
首先呢，他这个赦免呢不是犹犹豫豫的。
The father does not stand at the door of his house with an angry look on his face.
这个父亲呢，不是站在他的门口，满脸怒气的站在那里。
The father does not wait for the son to come to the house.
那这个父亲呢，不是在那里站着等着儿子呢进家门。
The father runs to receive his son.
而是他去跑着去接他的儿子的。
He is eager.To forgive him.
他特别的想要去赦免他。
Brothers and sisters, when we come with our sins, God comes running.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们带着我们的罪来到神那里的时候呢，神就是跑着来迎接我们的。
The Bible says that God is slow to anger, but great in mercy.
圣经里面说，神是不轻易发怒的，却有丰富的怜悯。
There's a big contrast between the slowness of his anger and the fervency of his mercy.
所以你看，在这里有一个鲜明的对比啊，就是他发怒呢是慢慢的，是不轻易的，但是呢，他的这个怜悯呢却是充满热情的。
The Bible says that God delights in mercy. What a wonderful God he is.
所以圣经说啊，神是喜悦怜悯的。我们有一个多么好的一个神呐、
！And secondly, let's notice that it is an unreserved forgiveness.
那第二，这故事里面讲到的第二点呢，关于赦免的，就是他的赦免是没有保留的。
The father said, "Now get down on the floor and confess your sins. And how can we be sure this is not going to happen again?"
这个父亲没有说啊，你现在跪在地上，告诉我你为什么会这样，然后你要确保你将来不会再犯了。
Notice with what enthusiasm and joy the father forgives his son.
所以我们看这个神这个父亲呢对儿子呢是他要给他的东西是带着何等大的热情啊多么热切的要给他的。
It shows us that God's reserve forgiveness is unreserved and abundant.
这向我们显明神的赦免是毫无保留的是丰丰富富的。
And thirdly, it's a forgiveness without hesitation.
那第三点呢，就是神的赦免呢是不犹豫的。
The Father did not say, "You're a mess, you smell like a pig, go take a bath and then we'll talk."
那父亲没有说呢，哦，你现在身上都是猪臭味，你赶紧先去洗个澡，然后我们再坐下来谈。
The Father hugged him and kissed him, pig smell and everything.
那相反，这个父亲呢是马上就拥抱了他，亲吻了他，接受了他的一切。
God does not postpone his forgiveness to see if we have really changed.
所以神不是拖后，就是延迟他的赦免啊，他不是说先观察看我们是不是真的改变了。
His forgiveness is given freely and generously.
所以他的赦免呢是白白的给我们的，是慷慨大方的给我们的。
Truly, God's forgiveness is according to the riches of His grace.
的确神的赦免呢，就是按照他的丰富的恩典赐给我们的。
There was once an evangelist, a preacher of the gospel that God used in a great way to win souls for Christ.
那曾经有一个传教士啊，他是用神赐给他的一个伟大的方法啊，在讲这个神的赦免，讲神的福音，来赢得了很多灵魂。
But this man suffered a moral fall and he left the ministry and he stopped being in fellowship with a church.
但是这个人呢，后来在道德上出现了点失败，然后他就离开了他所做的工，也不再跟教会的人有相交了。
After some time, he was restored and came back into fellowship.
那过了一段时间呢，神又重新挽回了他，他又回到了团契的相交当中。
Some time went by and he started to receive invitations to preach again.
然后过了一段时间呢，他开始慢慢的又开始接受要让他讲道的这个邀请了。
And God began to use him in a great way.
那神呢就用一个伟大的方式来继续的使用他。
He was invited to speak in a large church.
有一次呢，他被邀请到一个很大的教会去讲道。
Before he went up to speak, somebody handed him an envelope.
那在他站起来要讲道之前呢，有人递给他了一个信封。
There was a letter that said, "We know all about your past, and if you dare to speak tonight, we will make known what you have done."
然后这个人说，在信里面说，他说我们知道你过去所做的一切。如果你今天敢站在台上讲话的话呢，讲道的话呢，我们会让所有的人都知道。
The preacher went up to the platform.
但是这个传教士还是走向了讲台。
He pulled out the letter and he read it.
他把这个信拿出来读起来。
And he said, "What this letter says is true."
然后他说这封信写的都是真的。
There are things in my past of which I am greatly ashamed.
他说我过去所做了一些让我非常羞愧的事情。
But I come to you tonight not as a perfect man, but as a forgiven man.
但是他说我今天晚上来到你们这里，不是以一个完人的形象来的，而是以一个被赦免的人来的。
And God used him mightily to bring many people to faith in Christ and to the forgiveness of their sins.
所以神大大的使用他，使很多的人都来到神这里，然后得着了神的赦免。
So we have looked at some of the verses that describe God's forgiveness. Let's look at some of the results that forgiveness brings to us.
好，我们刚才看了很多的经文是描写神的赦免是怎样的。我们现在再来看一些经文，讲一讲这些经文讲的是赦免的结果是如何。
First, we can point out that forgiveness frees us from the burden of guilt.
那这些经文呢告诉我们，这赦免呢使我们从这个罪疚感当中得释放。
Too many Christians live with a heavy burden of guilt.
那很多基督徒呢，他们都是活在这个很重的这个罪疚的这个重担之下的。
And where there is no assurance of being forgiven, we cannot enjoy fellowship with God.
当我们还不能确定我们是不是被赦免了的时候呢，我们就没有办法享受和神的相交。
If we have not understood that Christ resolved the problem of our sins completely, it's like driving a car with the handbrake on.
如果你不能确不能完全的确信啊，神已经完全赦免了我们的罪的话呢，我们就像一个开着一个手刹没有放下去的那个车，汽车在开这样的车。
We can't move forward.
我们就不能往前开了。
Hebrews chapter 10 is a key passage on the topic of forgiveness.
我们看希伯来书的十章啊，这是以这个赦免为主题的这样一章。
The book talks about the sacrifices that were offered under the old covenant.
这里面谈到在旧约的时候呢所献的这个祭物。
Those animal sacrifices did not solve the problem of sin.
那旧约时候献动物的这个血呀，这个祭物呢，不能解决罪的问题。
And verse 2 says, for then they would not have ceased to be offered, for the worshippers once purified would have had no more consciousness of sins.
十章二节，若不然，献祭的事岂不早已止住了吗？因为礼拜的人良心既被洁净，就不再觉得有罪了。
The phrase no more consciousness of sins talks about being free from having a guilty conscience.
这里说良心不再觉得有罪了，讲的一个状态呢，就是你真知道完全从罪中被释放了，完全得着了赦免。
Those animal sacrifices had worked, those people would not keep feeling guilty.
那如果这些动物的血啊有功效的话呢，那这些人就不会持续的总是觉得自己有罪了。
They would no longer be carrying a burden of sin.
那他们就不应该一直都背着这个罪的重担了。
The problem was that those ancient sacrifices did not and could not remove the guilt.
那问题呢就在于这些古代的时候献的这些动物的祭啊，他们没有也不能赦免，起到赦免。
How different is the sacrifice of Christ?
但是我们看基督的献祭是何等的不同啊。
His sacrifice was powerful, it was effective, it was sufficient.
那他的献祭呢是大有能力的，是有功效的，是足够的。
Unlike the sacrifices of the old covenant, his sacrifice effectively does away with our sins.
那不像这旧约的这些起不到作用的这个祭物啊，他的这个献祭呢是完全的解决了我们罪的问题。
Verse 10 says, by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
我们看十章的十节，我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
Under the old covenant, people still felt guilty.
在旧约的时候，人们还是觉得自己有罪。
But now, thanks to the sacrifice of Christ, we live under the new covenant. And what does that mean?
那感谢耶稣基督的血啊，现在我们是活在新约之下了，这是什么意思呢？
It means that we no longer have to continue feeling guilty.
这意味着我们不用再始终感觉良心有愧，感觉良心有罪了。
No longer do we need to carry that burden.
也就是说我们不用再背负这样的重担了。
That's what the word of God is saying here, and it's wonderful.
这就是神的这句话所告诉我们的意思，这是多么美好啊。
Verse 14 says, for by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified.
我们再看14节，因为他一次献祭便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
Have you ever heard anything better than that?
你有没有听过比这更好的话呢？
The problem is over.
问题已经解决了。
The cross put an end to the dilemma of our sins.
那十字架已经使我们罪的这个难题结束了。
It is finished, Jesus said.
耶稣说成了。
So the question arises, why then do many continue to feel guilty?
但是呢，马上就会有一个问题出来，那为什么还是有很多人觉得他们有罪呢？
It seems that they have not understood what happened at the cross.
那看起来呢，他们没有明白十字架上到底发生了什么。
They have not laid hold of this provision of God's grace by faith.
他们没有凭着信心紧紧地抓住神在这件事上给我们的应许。
Thanks to what Christ did for us, we no longer need to carry that burden.
那感谢耶稣基督为我们做成的事，我们不需要再背负这个罪的重担了。
Okay, we have a bit of a connection problem here.
Okay.
The Lord said in Matthew 11:28, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
马太福音的11:28说，凡劳苦担重担的人都到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
He invites us to live in the joy and freedom of forgiveness.
他邀请我们来享受在罪得赦免的这种喜乐和安息。
Now, some people might ask the question, do Christians still need to ask for God's forgiveness when they sin?
那有人会问这样的问题，那基督徒是不是还需要当他们犯罪的时候，他们还需要请求神的赦免呢？
How do we deal with sin as believers when sin comes into our life?
那我们作为信徒，当罪进到我们的生活中的时候，我们应该怎么面对它呢？
It is helpful to understand that there are at least two types of forgiveness, and there's an important difference between the two.
那我们需要明白这一点很重要，就是有两种赦免，而且这两者之间的差异呢也很重要。
We could call them judicial forgiveness and parental forgiveness.
我们可以把它称为就是法理上的赦免。Could you repeat the second one, Jürgen?
Parental, like as a parent, parental forgiveness.
Okay, 一种是法理上的赦免，一种是父子之间的，就是父亲给你的赦免。
Judicial forgiveness would happen in the context of a court of law.
那在这个法理上的赦免呢，是在法庭上完成的。
A judge could at some point forgive a guilty person.
那法官呢，有的时候呢，他是可以赦免一个有罪的人的。
But parental forgiveness happens in the context of a family.
那父亲给的这个赦免呢，是发生在家里的。
A father could forgive a son to restore the friendship between them.
那父亲赦免了儿子的罪呢，就可以恢复父子之间的这个友情或者相爱的关系。
So judicial forgiveness is the forgiveness of a judge, and parental forgiveness is the forgiveness of a father.
所以法律上的赦免呢，是法官给出来的。那父子之间的这个赦免呢，是父亲给出来的。
Judicial forgiveness has to do with the offenses committed against God, the supreme judge.
法律上的这个赦免解决的是我们对终极的那个法官，就是神所犯的罪。
As the result of our sins, we are deserving of judgment.
而且因为我们的罪的后果呢，我们是配得审判的。
But the Son of God came and gave his life on a cross to give us forgiveness, and when we trust in him, the supreme judge announces forgiven.
那因为神的儿子耶稣基督来到世上，替我们的罪死了，做成了这个救赎，所以我们请求这样的赦免呢，那最高级的就是这个至高的这个法官神呢，就可以赦免我们了。
Thanks to what happened on the cross of Calvary, we can be free of guilt before God.
所以感谢在哥哥他山上十字架上所做成的功呢，我们可以被神所赦免。
We can have peace with God and have eternal life.
我们可以跟神之间有和平，我们可以有永生。
But not only does the supreme judge declare forgiven, he says something else. He says, and we have just adopted you into our family. Now you are a child of God.
那我们这个最高的法官啊，神呢，他不仅可以赦免我们的罪，他还跟我们说，你现在已经得了儿子的名分，你已经是神家的孩子了。
Not only does God forgive us, but he invites us to become members of his family.
就是神不仅赦免了我们的罪，他还邀请让我们成为神家中的一员。
And this is something wonderful.
这是非常美好的事。
Now, when a child of God sins again, as usually happens, so what takes place now?
那通常都会发生的事情呢，是什么呢？就是作为一个神的孩子，他犯罪了。那这会发生什？这会怎么样呢？
Has he lost his salvation?
他会失去救恩吗？
No, he has not lost his salvation. He has lost the joy of fellowship with the Father.
不会的，他不会失去救恩，但他失去的是和父之间的相爱的关系，他不能没法再享受父亲的爱了。
The believer's sin does not affect his relationship with the Father, it affects his fellowship with him.
所以当一个信徒犯罪的时候呢，不会影响他的关系，就是不会影响他和父亲之间的关系，但他会就是这个法律上的关系，但他会影响和父亲之间的相爱的关系。
He loses the enjoyment of God's love and fellowship.
那他会失去在神的爱和相交关系中的喜乐，他不能再享受这个喜乐了。
What father, if his son commits a horrible deed, throws him out of the family and disowns him as his son? Does any father do that?
那会有这样的父亲，当他的儿子犯了非常严重的罪，他就把儿子赶出家，和他断绝父子关系吗？
It's difficult to think that an earthly father would act like that.
那即使我们想想一个地上的父亲这样做，其实都让人难以接受，不是吗？
Nor should we think that our heavenly father would do that.
那我们怎么能去想天上的父亲会这样做呢？
What is damaged is not the relationship, but the fellowship with the Father.
所以受损伤的不是父子之间的这个地位的关系，而是不能享受父亲的爱了。
And how do we go about fixing that?
那我们怎么来挽救就解决这个问题呢？
1 John 1:9 is an important verse.
那约翰福音的1:9是非常重要的一节经文。
It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to do two things, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰福音1:9，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，他要做两件事，一件呢是必要赦免我们的罪，第二件是洗净我们一切的不义。
Now we do not come before the supreme judge to be saved from judgment, we come to our Father to restore friendship with him, to enjoy fellowship with him again.
那我们这样做呢，不是来到那个最高的至高的这个法官面前请求神赦免我们的罪，而是来到爱我们的父面前请求恢复和他之间的这个相爱的关系，恢复和他的爱的相交。
What we are talking about now is not a judicial, but a parental pardon.
那我们这里这个节经文提到的呢，讲到的呢，不是这个法律上的赦免，而是父亲给儿子的赦免。
In the times of the Roman Empire, people bathed in public baths.
在新约圣经写作的这个罗马帝国的时代呢，人们是在公共浴池洗澡的。
And one had to leave their home and walk to those places to have a bath.
那每个人呢都是要离开自己的家，走到这个公共浴池去洗澡。
And then on the way home, walking through dirty streets, one's feet got dirty.
等他们洗完澡回家的路上呢，他们脚就是走在路上呢，这个脚呢又会重新沾上灰尘。
So when you returned home, you didn't have to bathe again. You just had to wash the dust off your feet.
所以你回家了以后呢，你不需要重新再从头到脚洗一遍澡了，而只是需要把脚上的灰尘洗掉就可以了。
Similarly, when we receive Christ, we receive forgiveness of all our sins, past, present, and future. We are forgiven.
那同样的道理，当我们接受耶稣基督做我们的救主的时候呢，我们就接领受了所有罪的赦免了，过去、现在、将来的罪都被赦免了。
But on our way to our heavenly home, our feet sometimes get dirty.
但是当我们走在回天家的路上的时候呢，有的时候我们的脚会弄脏。
And we need to wash them.
我们需要洗脚。
So the public bathhouse is like the forgiveness that gives us salvation.
那公共浴池的这个洗澡呢，我们可以把它比喻成呢，就是这个救恩，就是从救恩里面得到的赦免。
And washing the dust from our feet at home is like the confession that maintains close fellowship with God.
但我们回到家里以后洗一下脚呢，就代表呢，我们跟神面在神面前认我们的罪，恢复和他之间的相交。
So the first forgiveness is judicial, and the second one is parental.
所以。那第一种赦免呢是法律上的赦免，第二种呢是家里父亲的赦免。
But the second thing that forgiveness does for us is that it teaches us to forgive.
那赦免呢还教给我们的第二件事情是什么？关于赦免的第二件事情是什么呢？就是赦免教会我们如何去赦免别人。
I would like to read Ephesians 4, verse 32.
我们看看以弗所书的四章三十二节。
It says, and be kind to one another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ has forgiven you.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Why should we forgive others?
为什么我们应该赦免别人呢？
We're going to forgive because we have been forgiven.
我们要去赦免，愿意去赦免，是因为我们自己被赦免了。
We have received forgiveness, and now we give forgiveness.
我们领受了赦免，所以现在我们再把赦免给出去。
God has deleted our account, and we can no longer go around denying forgiveness to other people who have offended us.
那神既然使我们欠的债一笔勾销了，那我们不能再去抓住别人得罪我们的事呢，抓住不放了。
In Matthew 18, there's a story of a man who owed the king a huge amount of money.
在马太福音十八章里面讲到了一个人，他欠了王一大笔钱。
The man said to the king, "Have mercy on me, and I will pay everything."
那他对这个王说呢，求你怜悯我，我会还你所有的欠账的。
And the king did something very surprising. He forgave the man the whole debt.
那这个王呢，做了一件让人非常吃惊的事情，就是他把这个人的债全都免了。
Now we would expect this man to go out be saying glory to God. This is amazing. I've been forgiven.
那我们本来想，这个人肯定期待呀、啊，这个人肯定会。高声大喊说：“哦，真的感谢神，赞美神，因为我的欠的债都被涂抹了。”
But he found a friend who owed him a little bit of money, and the man said, "Have mercy on me, and I will pay everything."
但是结果呢，他就碰到了一个同伴，欠了他一点钱，然后这个同伴呢也求他说：“求你怜悯我，我会将来还清的。”
Where have we heard those words before?
那我们是不是在前面的故事里听到听到同样的话了呢？
They are the same words that the first man said to the king.
所以他的这个欠钱的同伴对他说的话和他对王说的话是一模一样的。
But when he heard those words from his friend, he did not forgive him, he threw him in jail.
但是当他听到他的朋友对他说这个话的时候呢，他却没有赦免他，而是把他这个关到了监狱里。
When the king found out about it, he said, "I forgave you so much. Could you not forgive a little amount to your friend?"
那后来这个王发现这件事情，就说我已经赦免了你那么大的一笔债，你就不能赦免你的朋友欠你的这点钱吗？
And the king put him in jail until he paid his whole debt.
那结果呢，主人就把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的所有的债。
The lesson is clear. If we have been forgiven, we must now forgive.
所以这里教导的功课很简单，就是如果我们已经被神赦免了，我们也要去赦免别人。
How many sins has God forgiven you?
那神赦免了你多少的罪呢？
Has he forgiven 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 or 1,000,000 sins?
是一万还是十万还是一百万呢？
God has forgiven us more sins than we can count.
神赦免我们的罪啊，比我们能数过来的还要多得多。
And now the question that comes to us is this, is there someone that you do not want to forgive?
那现在我们要问一个问题了，你是不是有些人你是不想赦免他的呢？
We can't live like that now.
我们现在不能再这样生活了。
We have to give to others.What we have received.
我们自己所领受的也要把它给别人。
We have to live in the freedom of forgiveness and not in the bondage of resentment.
我们是活在赦免的自由里，而不是这报复的这种捆锁里。
God's forgiveness teaches us to forgive. It turns us into forgivers.
所以神的赦免教导我们去赦免别人，他把我们变成一个能赦免别人的人。
So we've seen two things. Forgiveness frees us from the guilt of sin, and it teaches us to forgive.
所以我们看这个赦免的结果有两个，一个呢，它是使我们从这个罪疚感当中被释放出来；第二点呢，就是它教会了我们去赦免别人。
And lastly, and briefly, forgiveness turns us.Into lovers of God.
那最后一点呢，简短的说就是神的赦免使我们变成了爱神的人。
In Luke chapter 7, a woman who was a sinner came to a banquet where Jesus sat at the table.
我们在路加福音的七章里面呢，看到有一个妇人呢，她来到这个耶稣在坐席的这样的一个宴会上。
The woman came and bowed at the feet of Christ.And her tears dropped on his feet.
那这个妇人呢，来俯伏在耶稣的脚前，她的眼用泪水啊洗了耶稣的脚。
She wiped the feet of Christ with her hair and kissed his feet.
然后她用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚。
She then poured out very costly perfume on his feet.
然后呢，他又把非常贵重的香膏抹在了耶稣的脚上。
It was a dramatic and extravagant expression of devotion and gratitude.
所以这是一个特别就是给人印象深刻的很可以说很夸张的一种表达他的感激之情的这样的方式。
When the host was critical of what Jesus was allowing this woman to do, Jesus told a story.
那当这个主人呢，批评耶稣允许这个女人这样做的时候呢，这个耶稣就给他讲了一个故事。
It was a story of two men that fell into debt.
那这个故事里面呢，有两个人都欠了债。
One owed a large amount and the other owed a small amount, and then the creditor decided to forgive them both.
那一个人欠的债多，一个人欠的债少，但是债主呢，把两个人的债都免了。
And Jesus asked the question, which one of the two will love the creditor most?
那耶稣呢，就问他一个问题，说这两个人哪一个更爱这个债主呢？
The answer was obvious. The man who was forgiven the greater debt will have greater love for the creditor.
那这个回答当然是显而易见的，那就是多得恩典的那个人呢，他应该爱这个债主更多。
And Jesus was pointing out that forgiveness produces love.
所以在耶稣用这个故事来指出一点，就是赦免能够带来爱。
And this is what Jesus said in verse 47 of Luke 7. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little.
所以这就是耶稣在七章四十七节里面指出的，他说，所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多，但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。
Forgiveness turns us into lovers of God.
所以赦免能够把我们变成爱神的人。
Forgiveness captivates our hearts and fills them full of gratitude to the Lord.
所以赦免呢能够使我们的心倒空，然后用对神的感激充满了我们的心。
So we've looked briefly at this subject of the wonderful forgiveness that God has for us.
所以我们今天简短地看了一下神所赐给我们的这美好的罪的赦免。
It's an abundant, it's a generous, it's a great forgiveness that the Lord gives us.
是丰富的，是慷慨的，是伟大的，神给我们的赦免是这样的。
This forgiveness lifts the burden of guilt.
这样的赦免呢，使我们这个罪疚感的重担被去除了。
It teaches us to forgive others.
它也教导我们去赦免别人。
And it turns us into lovers of God.
也把我们变成一个爱神的人。
Okay, maybe we'll end it there. We've gone a little over time, but we could have a few minutes if there are any questions.
好，我们就停在这里。今天稍微有一点超时，我们把剩下的时间留给问答。
Just check to see if Eric is here. yes, Eric, you are there. So you may choose to field the question as well, Eric. Are there any questions from the audience here or from the audience on Zoom?
好 ，Eric 长老也在，他也可以来帮忙回答问题。我们看看现场的和线上的都有没有什么问题。
Any questions here or on Zoom?
叶琳，我想问一个问题啊。
哎，
就是，十字架赦免了我们的罪。那我们的罪性呢？我们的罪性有没有赦免
？Okay. Ing's question is that we know our sins were forgiven because the salvation Jesus did on the cross. But how about our sinful nature? Is that done by God? Is that done? Sinful nature.
When we were unsaved, we were the slaves of sin.
当我们是罪人的时候呢，我们是罪的奴仆。
Sin reigned over us, and we were under His authority and control.
那罪呢是统治我们的，我们是在他的掌控和权柄之下的。
And the Bible says that when Christ died, we died with Him, and that's something we demonstrated in our baptism.
那圣经告诉我们，当耶稣死的时候呢，我们也跟他一起死了。那这样的事实呢，我们是在受洗的时候把它表现出来的。
And as a result, we are no longer the slaves of sin. Now we are the servants of God.
那结果呢，就是我们现在不是罪的奴仆了，我们是神的仆人。
Now we have the freedom to not keep sinning, but to submit our body to God so that He would cause us to do what is good and righteous.
那我们现在就可以从这个罪的这个权势下解放出来了，我们就有这样的自由，不再继续的犯罪了，而是能把自己的身体献给神作为活祭，能够按照他的旨意去做正直的、做公义的、做好的事情。
We are no longer the slaves of sin, but sometimes we foolishly pay attention to temptation and fall into it again.
那我们已经不再是罪的奴仆了，但是有的时候呢，我们会因为自己的愚蠢呢，又陷到了这个试探里面去。
The Holy Spirit gives us the strength and the desire to do God's will, But there are moments when we do not allow him to guide us and sin happens.
那圣灵呢其实是给了我们这样的力量也给了我们这样的愿望呢是跟随耶稣而行事的。但有的时候呢我们会愚蠢的允许这个罪呀带领我们。
So the Bible says that we should recognize that our sin, our past life has been put to death and we have a new life in Christ.
那圣经告诉
And we trust in him each day.
圣经告诉我们呢我们要看自己啊就是向着罪是死的我们现在是要向着神活出一个新的生命我们每天都要有这样的认识才行。
So that we walk in the freedom that Christ has given to us by the power of the Holy Spirit.
这样我们才能够靠着圣灵给我们的力量啊行走在这个基督给我们的这个种罪得赦免的自由当中。
Perhaps Eric or Harold would like to add something.
I would just refer you to Psalm 51 and verse 12.
好，我们可以看一下诗篇五十一章的十二节。
That is wrong, it's verse 10.
哦，不是，是第十节。
And we are, our sins are forgiven, but what about our sinful nature? And, David prays in verse 10 regarding that.
那我们的问题呢就是我们的罪已经被赦免了那我们的罪性怎么样了呢我们看这个诗篇五十一篇啊大卫在第十节里怎么说的。
He says, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me.
他说神啊求你为我造清洁的心使我里面重新有正直的灵。
And so, in effect, what we get is a new heart. We're completely new when we're forgiven.
那这里说我们已经有了一颗新的心了就是我们罪得赦免以后呢我们就是一个全新的人了。
And so, we will have not only an absence of sins, but ultimately we will get a heart in heaven. We will have no sin at all. It's a completely new heart. And the old nature will be completely removed at that point.
那我们的不仅罪已经被赦免了而且当我们因为有了一颗新心当我们到最后到天上去的时候呢我们就是这个罪已经完全不会再有了但是到最后的结果
So it's exciting to have a new heart
所以能有一个新的心呢是非常令人兴奋的
Any other comments from our other brethren?
嗯。
You have a further question?
加上。
我们信号不太好就是网络不太好。有点断断续续的。你再说一遍。
Okay. Any other comments here? Any other in here? Go ahead, Yin.
叶琳，你听见了吗？
现在可以。
这个是不是就是？成了和都成了的区别。主上十字架和启示录最后大审判。
都成了在哪里启示录。哪有都成了这个
22章。
22章。
二十一章吧。
哦，你是说一切都更新了这个吗？
哦，嗯，不是，他就是说都成了。
第六节。OK。嗯，这不还是 it is done 吗？哦 ，his question is as for your answer, is that difference between it is finished when Jesus cried out on the cross before he died and the word Jesus said in Revelation chapter 21 verse 6, it is done. So two statements. One is it is finished and here it is done. So that means our sinful nature will be done at that time when we get to heaven.
Where is the verse it is done again?
Revelation chapter 21 verse 6.
Okay, did
Jesus said did, here, it is done.
Right, did Jürgen and Eric get the question?
Yes, I think I did. Mm-hmm. Well, that's an interesting observation. When Jesus said it is finished, everything that he came to do, he accomplished. He finished the work that his Father gave him to do. That made possible salvation for everyone who trusts in him. And not only that, it will also make possible the restoration of creation, and all things will be reconciled back to God. And so there's an ultimate restoration when the lion will lie with the lamb, and there's no sickness or tears or sorrow or evil. And there's this renewal. So I think that what we have in Revelations 21 is the final outworking of what Christ accomplished. It's done, but it needs to be implemented. Oh, sorry, I'm going along. I'm not talking too much. I'll let you say something in Chinese.
是这样的，他说你这个注意到这两个说法呢很有趣。他说在耶稣在十字架上所做成的功呢，是把他来到这地上的父神让他所做的一切事呢都做完了，就是他来到这地上的所要达成的目的呢他都做完了。在这个十字架上所做成的功呢，不仅做成了救恩呢，他也他还有其他的这个附属的这个带来的结果，那包括呢就是所有的创造的这个万物啊，被创造的万物呢都能够恢复到最起初的这个荣美的状态，那天上地上的所有的一切呢都可以跟神重新和好，然后这个是带来的一个全面的终极的这个修复，就包括圣经里面说的将来在千禧年的时候狮子和羊可以和平共处，在那时候没有眼泪了，没有忧伤，没有疾病，这些都没有了。所以最后这个耶稣在这里启示录里说的都成了呢，应该是it is finished， 就是成了的最终的结果，就是这是因为有了那个成了才有这个都成了，就是他最终的结局是这样的，他是这么说的。
So I think that it is finished at the cross was where Jesus laid the foundation for salvation and the restoration of creation. Mm-hmm. In Revelations, it says, the previous verse says, I make all things new. That's when it gets worked out and applied and all of creation comes into the good and the benefit of what was obtained at the cross.
所以呢简单的说呢，就是耶稣在十字架上所做成的功啊，是既是这个我们得救恩的这个基础，那也是这个宇宙万物啊能够被神修复，重新和神和好，回到这个完美的荣美的这个状态的这样的一个基础。这都是他在十字架上所做成的这个功带来的结果。
Now that day lies in the future, and we're waiting for that to come.
Amen.
当然了，这个是要将来发生的事情，我们一直在盼望等候这一天。哦，对，刚才他就说，就是看到我将一切都更新了，就是指的，就是他在十字架上做的这个做成的功呢，奠定了这基础，最终的结果呢，就是一切都更新了。
Very good. Well, our time is gone. Excuse me. And we want to thank Jurgen very much for that.
好，我们的时间到了，我们非常的，我们今天就停在这里，非常感谢这个弟兄。
Our forgiveness is a truly wonderful thing, and extremely broad complete. Hallelujah.
那我们得的救恩呢，是非常奇妙的一件美好的一件事，是非常广阔的，也是已经也是做完了的，是完全了的。
So, Brother Eric, is your is your Zoom connection sufficient for you to close in prayer for us?
看看 Eric 的网络够不够好，能够给我们做一个结束的祷告。
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'll try. You keep coming in and out on there, and I don't get any pictures. So I'm wondering. I'll try anyway.
Good.
他试一试，因为他那个其实还是不太好，他看不见所有的图像，他都看不见。
Father, we want to thank you for your great grace to us.
天父，我们感谢你给我们的伟大的恩典。
Your grace is as great as your Son.
Amen.
And He is.
你的恩典和一样伟大。
Your Son is great as your grace.
你的儿子和你的恩典一样伟大。
Father, we just thank you that He, the gracious one, has come. And what a cost if He had to pay in order to make this grace effective.
主，我们感谢这位有恩典的主啊，来到这地上，他是付上了多大的代价，才能使我们得到这恩典啊。
Father, we pray two things. First of all, Lord, we would pray that if there's any that don't know the grace of God tonight, we pray that tonight they may open their hearts.
Amen.
主，我们要向你祈求两件事。第一件事呢，就是今天晚上在座的，如果还没有人，还有没认识你恩典的人呢，求你打开他们的心。
That they may open their hearts and receive that gracious offer of salvation.
盼望他们能够敞开他们的心，能够接受这恩典的救恩。
And Father, for each one of us who know you, I pray that, Lord, we may grow in that grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那对其他一切已经认识您的孩子呢，我们的祈求是盼望他们在主耶稣基督的知识和恩典上能够长进。
Yes. To have an effect in our lives, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
也使这恩典呢，能够在我们的生命中真的造成影响。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Amen. Amen. Amen.